Blog Talk Radio.
You.
Yo.
Yo. Technical difficulties. Technical. Straight technical difficulties. My bad. Yo. What's up? What's going on?
What is going on?
Much big red. Technical.
You got the case for the giggles on it.
yeah, right. Technical. What up? What's going on, everybody? Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house. What's good? How you doing, Red?
I'm good. I'm all right. So you got the case for the giggles, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's a positive. Well, what was you eating? Was he one of them brownies or them some gummy bears?
The brownies.
Something like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, it had to be something. you don't get your giggle on too often. But when you
right,
do,
exactly.
You get your pop. So, it's all good.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Not much, man. Just a little tired, man. You know, burning the candle at both ends and in the middle, but
yeah.
So for a good cause, you know, it's definitely
don't burn yourself out too much now.
Yeah, I'm trying not to. That is not the goal. That is not the intention. But you know, when you you know, there's some things that I just got to take care of, you know, clean up on aisle 8, 9, or 10. So, got to get the mop out and get the cleaner. You know what I'm saying?
Got to
take care of some things. So, you know, I'm not trying to rush it, you know, move at a too fast of a pace, but, I just want to see results. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I guess you just, take your time with it.
Yeah.
Definitely so, take your time.
Yeah, man. I'm trying. I'm definitely trying. Other than that, I'm good, man. I'm good. I guess I'm just trying to relax and keep it that way, despite current events and all the weird
stuff.
Yeah,
craziness going on in this world.
Yeah, and it just makes me realize that there's always going to be some people who just don't want to rest. They just don't want peace. They don't want peace of mind. And, we just have to accept that. Like, sometimes, as much as we want to be like, we need to change this world. Sometimes you got to change yourself before you try to change the world. Change yourself. And then go from there. You got to take it in little steps, man, because, trying to just go out, I'm going to do this, and then, do this, and turn around. What happens? You become corrupt like the people that you're trying not to be like, or, some people get discouraged and just give up because, they just find it hard to move forward,
Right.
And sometimes that's what life seems to do, is just kind of discourage us from moving forward, but we can't have that.
Right,
we ain't got time for that, man. So, that's basically the gist of it. Other than that, I need a vacation.
You need a vacation.
I want to go on a cruise. I want to get on a boat And because there's boats, is like cities on the water. So I just want to get it, go on a boat and just chill. That's all I'm doing.
I hear you. Well, hopefully I'll be getting to do that next month. I'm hoping.
Hoping. Yeah, man. How you going on a cruise?
You mean how am I going on a cruise?
Yeah,
how you going? You know, the boat
you're on? First of all, I may say, how you going on a cruise without me? What's your problem?
Without
what's
you?
What's your malfunction? Yes. What is your malfunction?
What is your malfunction?
Yeah, like, how do you, that's not compute. How do you go on a cruise without
it's
me?
It's not compute. Does not...
You must have bumped your head multiple times. You must have fell off the wash machine, and I don't think my aunt ever dropped you off the wash machine. You never know, but you must have.
Yeah,
man. Once again, what up, y'all? What's going on? Big Fat Brother B in the house. The menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call in number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. The menu, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Time for tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
So I came across this. Of course, it's somebody's post on Facebook. So I just had to match it real quick, and just tweak it a little bit. And I just really found like I just looked at it and it just seemed so like wait, hold on. Like, I don't know if I should be, like proud of this list or, like, not. Like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy.
You said proud of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, some of the things in there, like, for, like, this, like, like, no man. Okay, first of all, the title, No Man Has 10. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to hit me like that. You women, y'all, some of y'all ain't got, you ain't no 10 either. What you talking about?
Right,
now,
absolutely.
But see, you be fair with stuff. There's other people that will turn around and come up here and just, like, lying. Just straight
right.
Up bullshit lying.
Yeah, but my thing is, what you lying for?
I think people just feel like they
so
got
to. So now, you need
that.
To read off this. Okay, so you need to read off this listing of what, of what supposedly these guys have all 10 or if they, I don't think it's realistic. I don't think anybody has all of these anyway, just like you said, as women as well.
All right, well, to the people who haven't seen, what I posted, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, there's this list. No man has all 10. No man has all 10.
And it says, or woman as well.
Yeah. No, I added that in. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was just, they just do it on dudes. I was like, no. Y'all got to get some of this, too. No, not at all. So, yeah, I added the part in, or woman. So.
First one,
a legal job.
Legal job.
Now, whoever made this list, first of all, you know how insulting that is to, like, just sit there and think, like, what, man, they got a legal job? Like,
I'm going to say something to that. But go ahead.
You know what? Go ahead. Take it away, champ. Take it away.
I'm going to say this, and... Maybe, Kyrie, you're going to get mad, you're going to feel a way, but I'm going to say this. I think it's more of women, women will have that more than a man will. I'm going to say it like this because, see, women we're resourceful, but we'll think about what we're going to do in terms of that job or whatever. Like, but men are more like, no, I'm going to do this because I got it. I got to do this. I got to take care of my family. I got to do whatever I have to do. You understand what I'm saying? They'll go to a point of doing something illegal to say, okay, I'm going to take care of what I have to take care of, whether it's for myself or my family. I'm not saying that, you know, men don't have legal jobs. Yeah, you have men out there that have legal jobs, of course. But you do have some that may do something illegal. I'll say like this, remember back in the days, like in the 90s, you know, dudes would be like, yeah, I work at such and such, but, you know, I got a little something on the side of them.
The 90s? You that old?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. In the 90s? You that old?
Yep.
Ew. You dusty.
So
anyway,
but you know, but women are more like they'll go the frugal way than they go to an illegal way. So they'll, you know. So I'll just say that with that.
Listen, if I gotta call a spade, I will. Shaking your ass for OnlyFans or doing something else. All right, it's not a job.
Yeah, but
that's not an occupation. So, and the thing is, not all women do it, but see, some women can just have that option, boom, to do that just like that. They can like, oh, I'm going to go on OnlyFans and I'm going to shake my ass. Oh, I'm going to go on OnlyFans.
No, wait, hold on, but see, that's too long.
Yeah.
Well, but see, the thing is with the OnlyFans, now look what you said. Oh, shake your body. Remember, it ain't just for that. The women could be on there picking their toenails and people get this.
Yeah.
But it's not really doing anything crazy.
Okay, I'm still trying to get over that picking your toenails. That was nasty. Like, I don't know why. I just got a visual and it's like, ew, like, somebody with peanut butter and toe jam. That was just nasty. Anyway,
listen,
that was nasty.
Yeah,
I get you, but you know what? All right, men, depending on the situation, depending on their backgrounds, at times, may have limited opportunities, especially depending on, you know, sadly, you know, what your, you know, ethnic background is. Depending.
Wow.
Like I said, you know, individual cases may vary, but I do know that, you know, depending, it's not always the easiest to get a job. Like in some cases, women are quicker to get jobs than men are.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right.
You know,
exactly.
We can have the same level of education, but they rather, you know, take the woman than the man. But, you know, it's cool. But, you know, I just find that little pow pow in the mouth. Yeah. Like, talk about, you know, a legal job. Like, really? Like, you can't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little, you know, that was a bit much. But, all right, number two is communication skills. Go ahead. Say what you got.
You know, women, you know, we communication skills. Like, women, we're boisterous. Like, we want to hear what you got to say, and you know how you mean to get. Y'all just don't say certain things. Y'all just don't want to talk sometimes when you're not very talkative. And, you know, once again, communication, yes. You know, say something. Tell me how you feel. Or, once again, if, you know, if there's a problem or issue and, you know, the relationship, then you got to say something. You can't sit up there or you can't think that I'm nagging you all the time. It's not about nagging. It's just that if there's something going on between us, then you have to, let me know I'm letting you know but don't brush it off. You know, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, you men do that, you know, because you just don't want to hear and just, oh, yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. We are not going to, and it's not you per se, of course, you already know that, but we're not going to sit here and, all right, some of y'all women just don't know how to communicate either. Some of your species do not know how to communicate as well. Yeah, some of your species just don't. Because,
you're right.
You know, you especially, like, I've noticed there's been this, like, progression, you know, over the past maybe, what, like, I don't know, five, maybe.
Maybe longer than that.
Where, possibly, where, you know, women have gotten into this space or this position of, like, you know, F you, I don't need you. And while it may be all well and good, I don't need you to tell me you don't need me. Like, I don't need
you.
So
where do you think that's coming from? Where do you think it's coming from?
I think it's coming from a place of hurt. I think it's coming from a place of hurt. I think it's coming from a place. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that there are men out there that haven't done some grimy stuff. Yes. You know, my species, they can be very grimy, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, who we are, you know, are especially... And, you know, you've heard me say it before, Red, when it comes down to being a man, you know, like a straight-up man, it's totally different from being a male or being, like, this guy, you know, who's doing X, Y, and Z. You know, men man up, you know, for whatever it is. So I know there are dudes out there that want to communicate, but sometimes they just can't because... There are some, you know, women out there who either just don't want to hear it or they just, how could I put it? They just don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Now, there are women out there that listen. But the thing is, are you just listening to listen? Or are you effectively listening? Are you listening to, like, really hear me? And what I'm saying, or you're just listening just for the sake of just listening and be like, oh, you know, you whiny ass. Because real talk, was you going to say something?
No.
Real talk, there's times where men do not want to say anything. We've discussed this before because you do have women, some women out there that get on this, oh, you, why are you whiny? Or you a wimp? Oh, you this or you that. And they're just trying to express themselves, or they're actually trying to communicate or convey something to you, and the first thing you want to do is, you know, tell them how much of a man they're not, because, you know, you're not just going to sit back and take it, as we've been doing for years.
Okay.
As we've been expected to do.
Go ahead. I'm going to say this, like I said, and I've said this before, once again, there's nothing wrong with a man expressing how he feels or if he's having, you know, some type of issue. But my thing is this, don't keep going through the same thing, or you're coming and telling me the same thing and you're not trying to find a solution to that problem. Or if I'm telling you, listen, let's find a solution to it. So this way you don't keep going through the same thing over and over again. Or you're not telling me, because then it's going to sound like you're just complaining just to complain. You understand what I'm saying? It's just sounding like you're complaining. And I think, I'm not saying all women, I'm not saying those type of women, because I know what type of women you're talking about, that someone's from just, beating down
the
man.
Very dismissive.
You know, dismissive, absolutely. I'm talking about if you... with something, and we've discussed it. We may have discussed it two or three times, and I'm listening. So I'm giving you suggestions, or I'm telling you what we should do or how we should do about it. Now, if it's to the point where I've gave you that tool and I said, okay, well, let's try to find a solution to this, but you keep going on and on and about the same thing, you want to talk about it for all. No. See, that's when I'm going to get annoyed. And I think that's where the problem, and that goes on both sides of men and women. If you're not finding a solution to this issue, then guess what? That's when the annoyance comes. And that's when it's going to sound like you're just complaining. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Communication skills, yeah. That's part of communication skills, because you have to find a solution. You can't keep complaining about the same thing over again.
Welcome to a man's world there, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Then it sounds like you're complaining and whining.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's exactly what the women
Joe.
Do. Somebody hey, brother, man.
What's up, Mr. Joe? Well, how you doing?
Mr. Joe.
I'm doing fine. Here we go again. I'm red, red.
It's true. It's just to keep going back and forth. Are you not trying to find a solution to your issue?
Nah, no kidding. No freaking kidding. Well, that's what women do every damn day. They talk about, I got stuck in traffic. Well, you told me that yesterday. You told me that the day before yesterday. You told me that the day before the day before yesterday. My boss said, you told me that yesterday. You told me that the day before yesterday. He told me that the day before. And if we don't hug you, kiss you, bring you into our bosom, then we're misogynists. If a woman does it, if a man does it, then he's a pussy. So welcome to our world, Red.
Welcome to our world.
I mean, you know what? You know what? All right. I hate to keep throwing like some of these cats out there, but you know, all right, there is this new generation of males that are coming into fruition, who are actually becoming what women want with the you want feeling. Like they, you want the dude to wear his feelings on his sleeve. You want him to be more communicative and all this and that. You know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Even though I've had numerous conversations with women and they always talk about, well, I want a man to talk. Well, I want this and I want that. Men are more action-based. Real men, anyway.
Yep.
Are more action-based. They show you that they love you and they care for you with the things that they do. Not so much, into the whole thing of talking. Am I wrong, Mr. Joe?
Oh, hell no. And that's another thing women gripe about. You know, he didn't listen. Oh, then he took it upon himself to do this. You know, I didn't ask him to do that. I just wanted him to listen. Bullshit. Because when you were talking just now, Brother B, I was thinking... Mm-hmm. When you've been in situations like that, I get to see a caption over your head, like in the comics, and the caption is saying, bullshit, because the woman is complaining, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. A man should just put his foot down and say, this is the way it's going to be. Plain and simple. We talk. If we don't resolve it and you keep doing the same crap over and over again, we're going to do things my way. Simple.
Well, it's never, boils down to being our way anyway. Like, it always winds up being their way. So, it's no offense, but, it just boils down that way. Once again, we are more action-based. Like, we men, we do stuff. Like, we'll go out here.
But
like,
why are y'all like
action-based? I guess it's just something that's DNA a lot of times.
DNA.
Why not,
so listen,
but if we weren't, so you'd be complaining about it. It's toxic masculinity
which,
if you do.
You're right.
Yeah, right.
Because I would get annoyed if it was any different.
Well, my thing is this. So which would you rather? Would you rather the dude that, you know, doesn't bust his ass? He has a job, but he doesn't bust his ass as much. But, you know, he makes sure that, you know, he may not be, you know, 100% with paying all the bills and, you know, doing this and that, but yet he's doing something. And, you know, he's catering to you and, you know, loving you and make sure you're okay and showing you all this affection, yet, you know, there's a little tenseness in the situation, you know, because, you know, all romance and no finance is a damn nuisance. Or if you got the dude that's out there grinding, you got the man that's out there like, oh, well, I only see you, you know, 25 minutes a week or whatever. But listen, rich paid, food on the table, this, that, and the third. You got what you need, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, which is it that you prefer? Do you want the chunk? I can't, for the lack of a better word, I can't really say chump, but I'm going to say it right now. You want the chump or the champ?
Chump or the champ.
Because you want the chump or the champ, because either way, somewhere along the line, it's going to be, well, enough is not being done. And I've been in that situation, because I remember I've heard you say it before, man got to have something, a little something. He got to have a little job, or he got to have something. He got to have something going on. All right, he can have something going on. But sometimes that little something is always not enough, especially by today's standards.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, would you rather? Which would you rather?
Yeah, but
you rather
I mean,
dude that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
My thing is that, like I said, it depends on. I'd say it depends on the person. But like I say, you're asking somebody that's from an older school gen. Remember, I'm up there, so. To me, it doesn't matter. Like, at this point in my life, it doesn't matter. I don't think it really even ever really mattered to me personally. It's like, once again, I'm dealing with you, not because of what you got, what you don't got, how you work or you don't work, or you have give me all this attention or don't give me. I'll say I'm the type of person, I want just enough attention from you. That's enough for me. And I don't like too much. Like, don't give me too much attention, because then I'm going to be a little suspicious with you giving me that much attention. Just give me a right amount, and I'll let you know what the right amount is.
Oh, yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's why I don't.
You're right. And I'm going to say this, Mr. Joe. It's the same thing with you, men. It's damned if you do with y'all, and damned you don't. Let me tell you, like I said, I have two sons. Even though they are my sons, they are still men, okay? And that's how I look at them sometimes. Not nothing like that. They're still men. I don't care if they came from me. They are still going to behave do things as men.
Which means, oh, what's your definition of this do things as men? Meaning what?
New thing, like you saying, like how these men are, like maybe these younger generation, like my sons are like in their up there in their 20s, like they, you know, one is in his late 20s, one is in the early 20s. Are you talking about that?
Well, you know what? Wait, I think,
no,
wait,
I'm talking
wait,
about
you
what
mind,
your
Mr.
perspective
Joe.
Is.
But my perspective,
because the definition of men, of what being a man is, has been, in my opinion, misconstrued throughout the years compared to, you know, I'm 47. So I grew up, you know, with a certain look of, like, this is what a man does. Like, he goes out, he works, mm-hmm. he busts his ass, makes sure his family's good, and, you know, no, he doesn't always communicate, and, you know, how I view it is totally different. But it was all about action more than words. Nowadays,
right?
Yeah, because I mean that goes in. That, trust me, that goes down to, you know, one of the later ones on the list. But as Mr. Joe asked, what would you call a man? Like in your opinion?
Well, like I said, somebody that's a provider, somebody that's, you know. If you're going to be a man, like I said, just like not too emotional. Like, you can be emotional. There's nothing wrong that everybody has emotions, but not to the point. Well, like I said, you're just complaining or whining, and once again, that or you're getting so emotional, more like more of unfortunately, women. Now, remember, we're supposed to be the emotional ones.
Yeah, but there are women.
Remember that. That's
I don't want to go too far ahead because, like I said, we got that one. That one is on the list. So we're gonna pause that. And we're going to go to the next one because that's later on down the list. And I know me or Mr. Joe, he has something, you know, we could say about that.
Well,
so,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to go to the next one, which ain't going to be too, that ain't going to be too long. Zero hoes. Now, once again, this whole list is 10 things. Now, somebody put this list up and said, no man has all 10. I say no man or woman has all 10. So the first one was a legal job. The second one was communication skills. The third one is zero hoes. Okay. All right. Now. Yeah. Listen, I don't know who made this list up. It sounds like somebody that was just a little salty. But how could I tackle this? Listen, there are people out there that are going to have their, you know, indiscretions. There are people that are going to have their situations, their entanglements, this, this, that, and the third. 9 times out of 10, sometimes these situations are mutual. And there are other times where there are individuals that don't even know, you know, what's going on. Or make their partner privy to, you know, to what they're doing. So I'm not going to sit here and claim that whole, you know, thing, you know, zero holes, whether you got one hole, two hole, or no holes. That right there, I got to leave that one alone. Now, if you want to tackle that, Red, or Mr. Joe, you can, but.
Nah, man.
That's
unrealistic. It's like, come on now. Like who put that stupid this up there? You kidding me? Like I said, people want to have their friends. Just like you said, they're going to have whatever. They're going to have friends or whatever. It's like, come on now. You ain't going to meet somebody that didn't have a past or doesn't have a past. Or, you know, they may still, you know, talk. So they don't have to be anything, you know, crazy. But it's just that they just may still communicate with each other. Okay, what does that mean? But
yeah,
that's not, I don't think that's considered. Well, it don't have to be anything intimate. Just, you know, you just, you know, that person you just cool with. Maybe you didn't have a bad fallout with them. So, you know, you just still speak with them. But, you know, like I said, whoever made this list up, or like I said, you know, we live in a world with these, you know, a lot of these millennials, and they think that, oh, you're not supposed to have nobody before me. Stop it. Okay? Stop it.
Whoever made this list is a lemon eater. Like, they're kind of bitter.
they're
a lemon eater. They got some bitterness.
Lemon eater.
So, all right. This one is ridiculous. Okay, number 4 is a height over 5'9". All right, I'm getting that done.
Well, most women do want men over 5'9".
And I'm one of them, and I ain't even going.
Yeah, the standard rule for a woman is that the guy has to be taller by around 1 or 2, maybe 3 inches, because every once in a while she wants to wear stilettos. All right, she wants to wear 2-inch heels, and she wants to make sure that the guy is going to be taller than her in 2-inch heels. She always wants a guy taller than her, and most guys want women shorter than him. That's something like 99% of the time.
Right,
the world.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. But the things that I've seen for the last 8 or 9 years, these women must have switched that up. I mean, they saying that, but from what I'm seeing, and I went to a event maybe last year sometime, and it was, you know, a lot of the young ladies there, them dudes was like 5, looked like they was 5'2", and the women was tall. So I don't know what they talking about here.
Yeah, we would need Miss Cherry to chime in on this one. You know, whatever she had. Hey, Miss Cherry. If she calls in tonight, we need Miss Cherry to chime in on that, because she said it before on other shows. She can't, you know, deal with anybody, you know, that ain't is Amazonish as her. You know, so it's
Well, I'm 5'2". Yeah, you got to be 5'9" and above for me. I can't be looking at you eye to eye. No, thank you. I ain't got time for that. And I ain't got time for the Napoleon. You think it? Nope, because I'll be done choke you out, and that's it. Nope, get out my face. Get out my face.
So, okay, next one. We're going to let K-Dog hit the next one. So the next one is a car.
Uh-oh. A car?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
I
got to go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got to go now. I got to, I might be back, but I got to go now.
Okay. All right. A car.
I'll see your brother B in the rest. Dog and Cherry.
Okay.
I mean the rest.
All right. Okay, Mr. Jones. A car.
A car.
Once again, I look at this list, and I'm just like, this is one of the reasons why I just like, you know, let's have some fun. Let's, do a little joke. Yeah. And
good evening.
Good evening.
What up, K-Dog?
What's up, everybody?
What up, K-Dog?
What's up?
Man,
what's up?
Listen, I'm listening to the show, man. And you know what? People, I got to say this, and I'm going to say this truthfully and honestly about what's going on in the world of relationships, dating, and all of that stuff. Excuse the phrase. It's all fucked up. No. No, you know what it is? I know a lot of women, oh, it's the men. No. Please do not say it's the men. This is what I want to say. It's not just the men, but it's also the women that are both of them. Both of them. I don't care what anybody may say, men are this, men are that. Yes, let me start with the men, because I am a man, and I'll say this truthfully. Are there mess-ups in our do we mess up? Of course we do. We're not perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect man. Men have their faults.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of them. Do some men cheat? I'm not going to say it's all of us that are cheaters. No, we're not all cheaters. Some of us
do cheat.
But women
do it, too. But women do it too.
No, this is, hey, Brother B, I'm going to get to this, because I'm talking on both sides. See, I'm starting with the men, because as a man, I'm going to say this. It's not all of us that are stupid, and it's not all of us who don't know how to communicate, because I'm going to say, let me just say this. Number one, every man, because you know the list that you go, what number are you up to? Five, right? Okay, they talk about
a legal job.
Yeah, okay,
first
one we're talking about
that
illegal
communication
job,
skills,
right? communication skills,
communication 5'9".
Zero holes,
a height over 5'9", and then the fifth one is the
car.
And then the car. Now listen,
very superficial.
It's not every man who was meant to be a CEO or have an exclusive title, because basically, as a man who works, we all have titles. All of us do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be the CEO or the COO or the CFO. Oh, he's this, he's that, he's an engineer, he's all of this and then some, he's a banker, he's a trader. You know, some men have their rights to work wherever they want to work, whatever job that they could find. As long as he's taking care of himself, his well-being, you shouldn't have to judge that man by the kind of job he has. if he's paying his own bills, if he doesn't ask anybody for anything, he has a right to work. And you know what? Here's where the women come in. Now, listen, women, ladies, I'm being respectful. There are some women out there who are not so perfect. Women who cheat, women who are deceitful, women who are materialistic, and women who have zero respect and zero communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
See, one of my pet
peeves. Yeah, and they got hoes. And y'all got hoes.
And they got hoes.
Exactly. And they got hoes.
So,
y'all got
so then, and you have these women out there, unfortunately, and I will say it because I've experienced it, they want to compete. When they're in a relationship with somebody, some of them, men do it too, your friends ain't got a damn thing to say about the relationship you're in. Why is your friends involved? Comparing your relationships to that of your friends is a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge recipe for disaster. If you're in a relationship with somebody, why is it your friend is saying, well, my man did this. What have your man done? And meanwhile, you're sitting there arguing with a man who comes home from work tired. Why are you arguing with him? Because of something your friend said her man did for her. That's between her and her man.
Because women are catty.
Because he ain't got no car.
Exactly.
Because he ain't got no car. Because he ain't got no
now,
car.
Now these days, you know what's funny? Here in New York City, there's a lot of men out there who don't drive. There's a
right.
lot of them.
And I mean,
drive.
I don't think that's just be a, you
I'm
know,
not
if you don't got a car, you don't got
I'm
a car.
Not knocking,
just like you
right.
said. Just like you said,
but once
like
again,
said,
there are women out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got women out there that ain't driving.
But
right,
that's my thing is just like you said, we live in New York City. Mm-hmm. We live in a city. I think that goes for any all across the, I say United States. If you live in a big city, you know people may not necessarily have cars. I don't have to just be New York. That could be Chicago, L.A. or whatever. You know, people don't have to necessarily have a car or a man or a woman, or you got to have cars. Like I said, this listing is just like I said, you know.
It's too much.
It's too much, and it's just, you know.
It's funny.
I'll say this. I didn't, it's, huh?
It's funny. You know, Big Red,
right.
Big Red Brother B, and I got to say this. There's no more fun in relationships anymore because looking at this list, it's like a job interview. It's like, whatever quality you have in a job, it looks like a job application.
Yeah,
and somebody
I
takes
wanna,
it serious. You
I
want to
chime in after,
yeah,
after brother, after K Dog. I want to say something about this. I don't even know what the rest of the items are on the list, but I got something to say about it after you're finished, K Dog.
Well, I'll say
okay.
is after this thing. My thing is social media. Like I said, of course, this world of social media, people. take these things, you know, to heart. So you
hell
have
yeah.
like we're making fun of it because we know that a lot of this stuff is unrealistic or whatever. But you have, like I said, a lot of these millennials, they looking at that, oh yeah, I got all of that and I got you
but,
know, you have somebody that'll be in their head about it.
But you know what, Big Red? It's not just the millennials. You have people in their upper 40s who have this
oh,
same
yeah.
stupid list. And you know what? There's
oh,
a
yeah.
problem in your damn brain if that's what you're thinking about.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? Ain't no
at
way you're
going to
find anybody. At that age, ain't no way. And I say it's true. Ain't no way in hell mm-hmm. that you're going to find anybody because you know what? If that's what you're going to be putting all of this into a relationship, they're going to look at you like you must be on some
gotta have
crack
chance.
Or something.
You got to have the chance.
Not everybody has
you know, here's the thing.
Joke,
here's the thing about
after
that.
This is joke,
that
we're going to go into the next one, but that's the joke.
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's that thing
well,
about this
list
that I assume is going to be about. It's about women's
oh, you ain't
discussions
hear, oh,
about
Joe,
what.
Mr. Joe, you ain't hear nothing yet.
Yeah.
You ain't hear nothing yet, Mr. Joe. Wait till you hear
I know,
next one. You ain't hear nothing yet.
But I gotta. Yeah. I'm gonna. I can expect. I have an idea of what's happening. That's why I want to speak up now. I just want to say this about. Whatever's going to be on that freaking list. Just men should not pay attention to this fucking list at all.
Thank you.
Men
Okay. Whatever's on that list. You know, and I can only imagine, because this is not the first time a list like this has been drawn up and men and women discussed it. The thing is that men, I personally, I'm going to speak about myself personally. I don't give a rat's ass what's on the list. I know what I bring to the table. Now, if a woman likes it, doesn't like it, because she's either into something which is more materialistic that I can't provide, I don't care. Because if you want something which is $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year job with a title, I know you're materialistic, as I've already said. You're already
exactly
gone, okay? You're already out the door. I don't care.
Yo, did you hear what I said about that? I said no, I didn't. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. It's not every man. All men have titles. All of us have titles. We get up every day and go to work. We earn paychecks.
You got a title.
You own a paycheck, don't you, Joe? You got a job, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You have a title.
I know what you mean. I got a title.
Still, right. I'm employed.
Yeah, but even still, you know what? That doesn't matter. All right, so we're gonna drop that right there. We're gonna go to the next one on the list. Now, hold on. This don't get good. So the first one, let's run through it again. So once again, this list was no man has all 10. And I put in no man or woman has all 10. First one was a legal job. Second one was communication skills. Third one was zero hoes. Fourth one was a height over 5'9". Fifth is a car. Number six, energy for round two.
Oh. I thought you wanted me to read it.
For round two, my goodness.
You can read it, Red. You can read it.
Energy for round two. Well, I'm going to say this as a woman. I'll say, depending on your partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could say, depending on your partner and depending on you as a person. Like I said, that's stupid. Because it depends on your partner, depends on what your activity is at that time. You know, like, why do you have to have a round? You don't have to have a round two. That's up to you.
What is this thing? What's this demand? I forgot. I didn't even hear it. What is this new quality?
Energy for round two.
Okay.
Let me say something about that. Whoever made this list is probably one of those individuals that probably lay down on their back and don't do nothing. Just don't do nothing at all.
Sound like an orangutan.
Don't get up.
Laying on their back and don't do a damn thing.
Nothing. Run around the room. Nothing. Don't do nothing at all.
How you going to say run around the room?
Listen, you got to put in some work. Listen, energy for round two. Listen, like you said, it depends on your partner, but it also depends on the dynamics of the situation at hand, period.
Right.
So some women out there do have expectations because they either listening to these dumbasses singing songs or making music.
Or reality TV.
They watch
shows.
TV. Yeah, reality TV. Oh, he can do it all night. All right. That motherfucker must not have a job to go to in the morning.
Let me say something as a woman, guys. Guess what? Some of y'all set yourself up. For that, because believe me, I done heard, I can do 2, 3, 5, and guess what? One time, and the Negro sucking his thumb, rolled over sucking his thumb, falling asleep, and I'm just sitting there like, okay.
I ain't going to tell you no shit like that. Will you ask me, how long could you go? Listen, I don't know. When my battery runs out,
right, how about you just don't say nothing?
That's that. I'm not going to
say nothing.
Listen, you can't. Conversations like that, you know, a person kind of lets you know what they're working with or what their expectations are. And the thing is, if you're expecting this, Like, I don't know. I could be having a good day. I could be having a bad day. But I tell you one thing. If you really think I'm going to spend all my energy being the athlete while you just laying there, and just, like, not doing
you
anything.
You must have got the damn mind.
Yeah.
The damn mind.
And it was mentioned that, you know, a man is laying on his back. How many men you know lay on the back and the woman initiates or actually expends energy herself? Most women, 98% of women, expect the man to initiate and to get on top or to do some kind of athletic endeavors.
That's why very few men can just... Women watch more porn than us. I don't give a damn. Because they be one of the porn star expectations. I'm sorry.
Well,
I ain't the dude with the hat and the Timberland boots. That's not it.
The hat and the Timberland.
Sorry.
I wouldn't mind having some Pornhub expectations, because what I see these girls doing, and they're doing it for 5, 6, 7 minutes at a time, hey, that would be okay with me.
Exactly. They stretch it out in the movie. They stretch. They make that whole scene last for like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, that was only a 2-minute shoot.
No.
So that whole, for energy for round
like
two.
Like I said, it depends It depends on your partner, which is. You know what you're doing at that time. If you're not, like I said, that once again,
it's
just stupidness.
And it also depends on if I like you like that.
Exactly. I mean,
really
I like you around too.
If somebody is really into that person, if you're not into that person,
I might not like you for round one. How about that?
That's true. That's true. You got to be into that person. You got to be willing to please that person.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's up to the partner.
Yeah. Sometimes 5 or 6 minutes is an exciting 5 or 6 minutes. Trying to run the marathon for about a half an hour, 45 minutes, trying to prove something, it's okay when you're in your 20s. When you're past 40, I'm taking a break.
Yeah, I got to go to the water cooler. So, all right, the next one. Next one is number 7, no felonies. Okay.
No,
now,
I'm in.
Yeah, I.
Oh God!
Yeah, whoever made this list, you need to reevaluate the type of person that you're dating or trying to get. I don't even know.
I want to know the person who made this list because, really, like I said, it sounds like a job application.
Listen, K-Dawg, that social media. I don't think it's like I said. It's not an actual person. It's just social media, and, you know, they share this from, and they probably just switch this list up here or there and probably put something next to it.
But it's funny. It's funny.
No, it's funny. It really is.
It's funny, though.
No,
it's funny.
So you're trying to say, that somebody got, all right, a desk appearance ticket. I don't know about no felonies now. That's a bit much.
I don't know what type of person who they was dating, but that's not something that, I don't know. Nowadays, I mean, you never know. You know, people have their indiscretions. You know, they had their past and stuff like that. So there may be things, you know, in their closet. There may not be things. I mean, I don't know. It's a different world. But it's just a shame that it even has to, you know, be put out there. But once again, this is some weirdo list, but like I said, let's have some fun tonight. So, number 8, which, of course, I'm sorry, Red, I got to throw y'all under the bus. It's obvious that this is very important because this basically is kind of like the same question as number 6, or the same thing as number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's obvious important with women. So, number 8 is good D. Now, I guess it's to a woman's interpretation in terms of who she's with, her partner, if he has, you know, good penis or not.
But like I said, obviously it must be of some importance. It's kind of up here twice. He got to get, he got to have energy for round two, and he got to have good
teeth. And
like,
good
okay. Teeth. Yeah.
Listen.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm a woman, so I mean that's always a plus. Like I said, depending on the person, you can't always, you know, you can't always make it about that, because see, then my thing is with some of you men, then you get in your head, you get an ego, and you think, oh yeah, that's the only thing that's going to keep her around, even though I may get on her nerves, but you know what? That's going to keep her around. Hey, y'all know that song I Hate You? But that's basically what that song, that little song by my, I like that little song, it's cute, but that's basically what it is. It's like, you hate me, but I mean, she hates him, but guess what? If he gonna give up that good D, she gonna still take it. Even though,
well, okay, so check this out. So check this out. You got a lot of women out here nowadays who seem to think that their crotch is golden, and they have
right,
their,
and that,
they all in their egos.
Of that, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
They're all in their egos, and some of them can't.
But
who
fault is that?
Go to second round.
But who fault is that?
Well, I mean, it has, it's a shared responsibility.
Nah.
When you turn around, then who fault is it?
It's the dude.
Oh, maybe.
Because
oh, baby,
so,
your stuff is good.
Same,
oh, you the best.
Wait, it's,
oh,
it's
like,
the same
it's like
process.
Ice cream. No.
She
oh,
get on
no,
my
no,
nerves.
No,
I can't stand her. Oh, she get on her. Ah. But you know what? All she got to do is say, baby, you can come over to me. Oh, all right, I'm coming. Okay.
Y'all do the same thing. Y'all do the same
yeah.
thing. Y'all do the same thing. And the whole thing, it shouldn't, it, you know, no release. Like, I saw someone, I saw a question came up in terms of, like, would you stay in a relationship if, you know, the dude, you know, wasn't packing or he didn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, he wasn't pleasing you sexually, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you wanted. And there was some women out there that was just like, no, I'm out. Even if he was a good man, it was like, nah, I ain't got time to be nobody's teacher. Oh, nah, I ain't doing this. Oh, nah, I can't stand that because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to feel like I need to cheat. And when I was reading these comments, I was like, are you serious? So you would actually leave a good dude because he didn't have good penis, so he wasn't satisfying you the way you wanted to, because you're saying, I'm not teaching no one. Wow. That's your
well,
speech. Right?
You heard what I said.
That's your speech.
You heard what I said last time.
Nah, listen, I got you. I got you, but, I mean, it's very sobering to know that this is the same, like, you want communication. You know, there's certain things that you guys look for, but yet, all right, not everybody's going to be endowed, or not everybody's going to have, you know, the good, you know, the penis game or whatever.
Stuff.
But are you really? But if you got a good dude, if you got a good man, are you really just going to like kind of, you know, push him to the side, or, you know, just not you per se?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I saw the question, it came up, and I saw the responses, and a lot of women said that, no, I don't have time to be somebody's teacher. I don't want to go out there and cheat. So, no, even if the person was a good man, and I just found that very bad, very, very bad. Because
right.
you don't really hear dudes, you don't hear men talking about, oh, that booty whack. I ain't messing with her no more. No, because nine times out of ten, if a dude say that, he's going to go back to that whack booty. Because it's booty. It's sex. He's going to go back to it. You know what I'm saying? It's certain quality. If he was, especially if it was a woman that wasn't like getting on his nerves like that, or, you know, had the quality that he really liked, he's going to go back to it, whether the sex was whack or not. 8 times out of 10, the dude's going to go back. But I'm not saying that a woman wouldn't, but it's just interesting how some of your kind really just have this issue when it comes down to sex. And they're just like, I'm not tolerating this. Or, nope, I'm not tolerating that. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can't get the good the way I want it, like, nah, I gotta make moves. And that's very sobering.
You're absolutely right.
So,
it is.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. So, number nine is the ability to display emotion. Yeah.
Oh, if you display emotion to some women look at you as a punk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of touched on that before, but
yeah. Yeah, I was never really one for that. I mean, I may do it from time to time, but I'm not really one for that whole emotional display. Like, because I mean, part of me makes me feel like there is a weak component to it. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like certain things I just, no, I don't want to get involved in. No, I don't. Men, and, you know, if you're still there, Mr. Joe, because I know K-Dog's there, we're not those ones that like to be vulnerable. Like, you don't like to show that side. That's just
I don't think most men are.
Yeah, but that's just one of our qualities, and that's just one of our traits. And the thing is, when you start picking these certain things off, then we're not really we're not men, we're males.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just not the men that we pride ourselves on. If you want us to have this, like, the most, oh, baby, I'm starting. Like, all right, back in the days with the OJs and the Jason, you know what I'm saying, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, that was a song. Those are songs. I get it. I get it. But
different generation of women.
It's a different generation of women who actually, you know, perceived things, you know, or saw things differently. Like, they didn't take that emotional component that a man may have had or some things he may have said and used it against them.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, if a man, you know, becomes too vulnerable, like K-Dog said, oh, he is sucker. If a man reveals, you know, too much of himself, you know, then he's a punk. You're not a man. But at the same time, there's a lot of women out there messing with these dudes who claim, you know, who's like, oh, he's a real man. Why? Because he told you what? He just told you to shut up and make him some French fries. Oh, that's what real men do. Like, that's. Like, oh, he said, shut up and go make me a sandwich. That's the type of dude, that's the type of man that you like? Oh, okay.
No, they if you're a roughneck, and some women like it. It's like this, like emotion. I heard on a radio show one time, and I'm going to tell you this. It was just, let's just say, downright disgusting what this woman did. It's a show called Blown Off that I listen to. Every morning, my sister got me to listen to it. And to hear some of those things that these women and men do, it's sickening. There was a woman who said that, there was a man that said, you know, the woman he went out on a couple of dates with her, you know, he's with her, and all of a sudden she stopped talking to him. And he said, he kept on calling, she doesn't pick up, and she's all over social media and all of that, and he said, what's going on here? And come to find out, the reason why she didn't want to see him no more, here's the reason why. He's too nice.
Oh! Hear that all
Oh,
time.
Wow.
You say, oh,
he's
I've
too
heard
nice.
A lot of women say that.
And I heard
about
that
other
many
dudes.
Times.
Oh, he's cool. He's too nice.
He's
too nice.
And he's like, what do you mean
too nice?
Oh, you don't have no drama. Oh, you don't start no fights. Oh, you don't do this. You don't do that. And he's like, so that's why you don't want to, and you know, the guy was obviously very hurt when she said that to him. He was very emotional.
Wow.
And you know what? She was sitting there laughing about it. They hung up the phone. Cause
she likes drama. Cause she's a drama.
Yeah.
She's one of the women that like all that drama and somebody doing this and then it's like, all right, why would you want somebody like that?
Cause some women don't love themselves.
There you go.
Keep it spicy.
Some women don't love
keep
themselves.
Keep it spicy.
And you know what?
Yeah, like,
some
I don't want nobody like that. Mm-mm.
And some people
don't
love themselves, and they don't feel that. And some of them, they're used to being treated like garbage. So when someone comes along and treats them differently or acts differently, it's a problem. They don't want that. They like the drama. They like to be cursed at.
Well,
they like the
drama. They like the drama until it gets to a point where they don't want it anymore. Like in some cases, oh, it's cute. It's like with a little kid. They do stuff in the beginning and, you know, it's cute. And then it gets to a point where it's like, all right, now it's out of, you know, you're getting out of control with it. You should have never allowed certain behavior to begin with. And then, you know, it wouldn't be an issue. When it comes down to men and their emotions, when it comes down to men and the ability to show emotion, listen, you know, not to pick, once again, I like the dude, not to pick on him, but he's kind of the poster boy for the emotional thing. You know, Drake, like, if you want a Drake dude, it's fine. You know, it's fine. If you want these dudes that's in their feelings, fine. Remember what else comes with it. Just remember what else comes. Like, do you want a dude that's acting like your homegirl, or do you want a man?
Right.
You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? That's one thing I don't get. Like, do you want someone that's going to come home and, you know, oh, baby, my day was like this. And just like, no, sometimes men just come home like, nah, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about my day. I don't want to talk about nothing. I just want a sandwich and a beer, and I want you to just shake your ass in front of me. Like, that's that. Boom. I never understood it. Am I guilty of it? No.
Like, for me, personally, I like to be, when I come home, you know, I'm living with a woman. Let's just say I'm living with a woman. I come home from work. I don't want to face no damn drama. I don't want no aggravation when I walk into the door. Do not start a stupid argument with me that you're not going to win, because I'm going to ghost you.
The K-Dog, she wants you to open up. She wants you to be
emotional. How you
going to
say, I'm
going to
ghost you?
She wants you to be emotional.
Yeah, but
she wants you to talk.
When I get upset, I'm just going to let her know. I'm just going to be like, look, listen, do not be disrespectful. Do not come at me with drama. I just came home from a hard day's work. All I want is some peace and some damn quiet.
Well, even if you did come home from a hard day's work, listen, she wants you to be emotional. She wants you to understand. She wants you to talk. She wants you to talk about your, you know, your feelings.
Your day.
I mean, I'll talk about my day, but if you're going to bring the noise and act stupid? Mm-mm.
Well, listen, I think, you know what? To be fair, because, you know, there's women out there, all right, they do their share of venting. They have their share, you know, of emotion. But when it comes down to certain men and women, I think it has to be a woman who understands and that will let a man, you know, speak his piece, you know, be in his emotional moment and understand it and not criticize him or make fun of him for it. Not every woman is good like that. To actually, you know, let a man just, you know, say what he has to say without, it's like, oh, you're whining. Like, oh, why are you acting like a sucker? Or like, why are you this? Or why are you, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, suck that up.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what I mean by ghosting a woman, because if you're gonna bring that, all right, go ahead and act stupid. You're gonna be acting stupid by your damn self. But guess what? I'm gonna walk out the damn door and go outside for a breather.
Okay. Now the last one for the night. And then what was our list from the top? A legal job, communication skills, zero hoes, a height over 5'9". A car, energy for round two, no felonies, good penis,
and the ability to display emotions. And last but not least for the night,
common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Oh, okay. I really don't.
Now we know.
And all this and that.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Red. Speak your piece, Red.
Common sense. I mean, listen, in this world we live in now, common sense is not so common because I'm tired
exactly.
of thinking for everybody. I'm tired of thinking for people. So it's like, it's not so like things that you would think that people would, like I said, that men or women, you would think they would, you know, use the common sense, but they don't. And that goes across the board. They really don't. I mean, you're hoping that, you know, they would or people would. And you have some people that use common sense, but a lot of times it's just like, it's exhausting. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. You gotta have common sense. It takes one to know one. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the common sense, and a lot of times, depending on your relationship, there's people out here that don't. You listen. Certain people react, you know, do things to their own level of understanding. So what someone may deem you not having common sense, like just because I put peanut butter on the top of the bread, and somebody else may put the part with the jelly and put that on the top. Like, don't be mad at me because I put the peanut butter on top. Because some people turn around and say, "Oh, that don't make no damn sense." Yo, dude, it's still a damn sandwich. Just eat the damn sandwich. It's still peanut butter and jelly, no matter how you slice it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to get into the particulars, but some people like to take things, you know, that far. And, you know, I've seen or have been in certain situations where, you know, people question, you know, your sense, your common sense, because you're not doing it the way they want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not doing it how they would do it. And I'm like, listen, whatever you deem common sense, that's for you. That has nothing to do with me. But to sit there and, you know, kind of just be like, oh, a man or woman doesn't have all 10 and one of them being common sense, like, come on now. So then what's the purpose of you? Why even date? Why even get into a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
In all reality, out of all of these 10, how many are you expecting to get? Now, if you ask me, there's a lot of women out there that is just looking for round two and the good things.
Exactly. No, you're right about that. It's sad, but it's true.
But you
it's
know
really
what? You're
sad,
right. Exactly.
And you know what? They're looking for that. They're looking for a good. They're looking for the job title. And the big D, that's what they're looking for. You
nah,
know?
Nah,
and you know, some
of
these
dudes,
that
ain't
job
got
title,
no,
they don't care nothing about
no
that.
Problem.
I don't.
They
I don't
own,
really
they
think they care
it.
About that. And you know, the sad part about the ones that ain't got the what is it a legal job? That's the ones that got the. That's the ones that got the good stuff.
You see that? Right from the mouth of babe. See?
That's right,
thank
from
you.
The mouth of the ones that ain't got the legal job, that's the ones that got the good stuff there.
See?
That's the one that got the good stuff.
It was admitted. Listen, K-Dog, take down the time and date that it was admitted by someone from the species, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She actually admitted it and said, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
see
too.
It. It's at 10:16 on June 6th, 2022. Big Red admitted.
Seven.
The seventh.
Day
is
seven.
The seventh.
Day
is
seven.
Yeah, day is seven.
And today's the 7th. Oh, my goodness, I'm getting my days on mixed up.
Right, you better write it down.
She may not, you may not speak for every woman, but you do speak for a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
And some women will try to sit back and say, oh, no, no, no. But, yo, listen, I see it.
Nah.
There's a lot of chicks out there with these fuckboys. And it's like, why are you with them?
And they ain't got a job. They ain't got
a
legal
and
job.
And they ain't got a damn thing. And you know what's funny? Some of these guys, they looking for people to take care of them. And you know what's and you know what's funny? They stupid, man. Some of these women, they want a man to, you know what? I said this a long time ago, and people were like, man, that's not true. I said, some women want a man that they could complain about.
Yeah.
Well,
you're right.
You know what? So maybe
because they
want to
say I got something
turn.
Going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it's our turn. Maybe you know y'all been running around getting dudes, you know, flashing some booty and some breasts, and y'all turn around and y'all getting these dudes, and they taking care of y'all doing this and doing that. Maybe now it's maybe some dudes, maybe it's the man's turn.
Yeah.
Maybe it's some dude we could go out there and hit y'all with the penis. And you know, in tongue game and something else, and the next you know, yeah, we get a plate of food and y'all take care of us. Maybe things have to switch around. Maybe things have to be a little different. Maybe switch up the game, you know, because that's what it seems like is going on anyway.
Yeah, that's been happening for a number of years. It's just the game, just as K Dog said, it's all effed up. This dating game between men and women. It's messed up.
And you know what? Here's the key. Here's the key that people are missing.
Mm-hmm.
The most important one.
I got the gigolo. The gigolo of all gigolos is coming on after you.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. Bring him on.
Gigolo. Gigolo of all. And this is the guy that has all 10.
And everywhere
the guy that has all 10. Well, minus the felony. Minus the felony. I don't think he got felony.
No,
yeah, I don't think he got
wicked
felony.
Lyrics then. Come on.
But I know. Yeah. Come on. Come on, Gigolo.
Bottom line
Gigolo.
Is, coming since I have, I would be dead if I take Big Red to an all-you-can-eat sushi bar. That's for sure. That's definitely common sense. There's no way. I'm back. The person that made up this list, you could tell was an angry person, most likely a lady who had nothing better to do and to start controversy and have these type of talk. But there's no way, no how, anybody, man or woman, and you know what? Who are we to compare ourselves to what we want or what other people want? You know, sometimes you can have more sex and still be miserable or make up or still have a bad relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What Big Red wants is not what the Hot Rod wants, you know. I love bourbon, she loves sushi. That's not what happened, you know. There's no common ground right there, you know. Something got to give.
Exactly.
Listen, I hate to throw you under the bus. And I don't, and in no way do I mean to offend. But this is coming from a man who's always taking his kids somewhere. This comes from a man who got two kids that's always taking his kids somewhere. So that means he got money and he must be slinging it. He's slinging it. You got kids. You're going all over the place. You got called a sister. Hey, you good.
You know what? Not for nothing. You know, if you ask my kids, what do you want to eat? You think they want to say McDonald's or Burger King? No. They want the up-class places that I always take them to. I don't want to mention the fast food names. I'm like, God damn, you kids are full. But it's what they know.
See?
And I always tell my kids, if you want something, you go for it, no matter what. You know? There's going to be bumps on the road, but you have to go for it. You know?
Right.
And you know how bossy my daughter is. She's 6 years old, but she's very bossy. But she knows what she
is. Oh, my goodness.
What I find interesting is, for as much as I feel that men like Hot Rod should get the Father of the Year award. There are women out there. And you know, and it can be reversed. The shoes can be switched. But there are people out there that are still not satisfied. So no matter what you do or how you do it.
That's missing on that list. That's missing on the list. Satisfied. Like, once again, you can have all 10 and still not be happy. So
exactly.
is that on you overall? If you have a good job, you have a good partner that take care of you, give or take. You know, a good mother, a good father, be the kids. Why are you not happy? Is it because of depression, mental illness, or you want more?
Could be that person.
No matter what you do, they still, the Hot Rod, they're never
that's
satisfied.
That's the inner thing.
Well, that's the sad part.
Look at Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. They have all the money in the world, and they still want more money.
Mm-hmm.
They could buy anything, countries, weapons. Yep. Or they could buy gas if they want to, unlike us. But they still won't be satisfied because they want more. I think that's the problem. Some people just want more. More than a good penis, more than a good job, whatever. They want more. Is there something wrong if you want more, Brother B?
Well, I don't think there's anything with wanting more, but certain things you just got to keep in perspective. Because some people want more, but is what are you putting? What's in your wallet? Like, what are you bringing to the table?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there has to be a fair exchange. You know, you get what you get what you get. If you put in, you know, certain things you put out, like how do you get back? How are you looking to only give half the effort, but you want all the reward?
Some people are greedy. Some people are greedy like that. Like I have a good.
Some people
good
are not
friend,
realistic.
Friend.
Sure. They're not satisfied. Again, they're never satisfied. With whatever it is they have, they never satisfy.
Because they have to be out, and they have to be, like I said, they have to be, you have to heal yourself, like heal on the inside. If you're not, just as Hot Rod and you guys are saying, if you're not happy with yourself on the inside, I don't care what a person does for you, you're never going to be satisfied or happy.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're giving them the world. I don't care if you're giving them everything they want, being good to them. You're never going to, it's like you're not going to be happy with yourself.
You know what, to your point, Big Man, a very quick story. A beautiful friend, very beautiful, Kendall knows her as well. We've been friends for like 10 years. Beautiful. We go to the bars. All the guys look at her, they look at me like, wow, you're a lucky man. Not knowing, we're not dating or anything like that. We're just friends. But when we first met, she was shocked like, why you never hit on me or anything like that? I'm just curious. I'm like, look at you, look at me. There's no comparison. It's apple and oranges. But that was in my eyes. But she's like, you don't know what I want. I'm like, you're a beautiful woman. I don't see myself in your level at all. But long story short, she does have a boyfriend and three beautiful kids. But once again, she wants more. She's not satisfied right now. Mm. Right now, she's far away, man. And, you know, going out, like, she's trying to live her life right now. Like, you have a good man, a family, a decent job, but you're not happy for some reason. And that's all on
exactly.
you. Exactly. For whatever reason, that's all on you, you know?
Mm. Wow.
You got to love
Thomas
you first.
Says,
yes, she's unhappy. Never happy.
You
got to
love
for
never
satisfied.
Reason. You know, this is once again, it's people, it's self-love. Like it's hard to love other people if you don't know how to love yourself. I mean, it may sound cliche or it may sound run of the mill, but once again, it's like if you don't respect who you are, you don't love who you are, how could you give that respect to anyone else? Like I can't be with someone who doesn't respect themselves. I can't be with someone who doesn't love themselves because then they couldn't possibly value me. You know,
right.
And then you have some people who want this perfect life. They think like, oh, you know, I'll get a husband, you know, I'll have the kids, and then I'll have the dog. And it's not the perfect dream that you thought it would be, because some people don't want to put in the work. Some people don't want to put in the work, Hot Rod. It takes work to maintain.
And it's usually one-sided, and that's the bad part about it.
If you have a one-sided love, if you have a one-sided, then what good is it that you're going to be with somebody if it's going to be just one-sided?
True, but guys, but we all fail to realize that another problem is comparison of my relationship to other people's relationships. And a lot of people
I spoke about that earlier.
Okay, sorry.
I
don't see why we need to compare ourselves. Like, Kato is 6.1, and he has a good job. Well, Hot Rod is 5.8, and, you know, and he's making minimum wage.
Because it's different. It's like, all right, each one of us can have a can of tuna fish, and we can make we may make it different ways. You know, somebody a person who loves tuna fish comes over and tastes reds and like, oh, this is good. Tastes mine, oh man, this is the bomb. Tastes Hot Rod, oh gosh, this is the best tuna fish I taste in my. It depends on their taste. Or sometimes people just get caught up on. I want, like you said, I want more, or I want different.
Yeah.
Like I got the kid, I got the kids, I got the husband, I got this, I got that. All right, what else now? Like, is that it? Like, is this where life ends? Like, this is all it is? They want more. Some people are not satisfied, whether it's a man or a woman. Some people are just not satisfied. They just want more.
And you know what? To your point, there are people out there who are not even satisfied with a sex partner. They want more. Different guys, different girls. They just want to keep having sex because besides loving sex, they're not satisfied right now with this one partner. Isn't that right, Big Red? You tell them.
Yep.
You tell them.
That's right.
That's
right.
Yo, but before we go, I do have to ask this question. And I don't think I have time to ask. I think we just have to put it on the next show, because I don't want to. Maybe Hot Rod, hopefully you're doing a show this week and you'll talk about stuff that make people angry. Because next Tuesday, the whole world, the world, everything that's going on in the world makes people angry. It is what it is. But yo,
listen,
thank you everybody.
Yo,
hey. Hot Rod,
thank you.
K Dog, Joe,
yo.
Big Red, everybody,
yeah.
Have a great week. Please be safe out there.
Safe. Yes, please be safe out there.
Be safe, please. Until next week, Monday night, Absolute Truth, 10 p.m. on Black King Dog and the infamous Hot Rod.
We do that.
Thank you. All right, y'all. Everybody be easy.
All right, guys.
Peace.
You have a good week. Peace, guys.
Peace. And
peace out.
And don't feel bad if you don't have all 10. At least have two.
Oh, man.
Get that P game up, yo. Get that P game up. Later.
You know
it.
Later, guys.
Later, y'all.